Hi everyone, my name is Gia Chan. You are listening to In Your Becoming Podcast, a place where we talk about faith, personal growth, and learning the how-tos of life. It is currently 11 in the morning and I am recording the 6th episode of In Your Becoming Podcast. Hey everyone, my name is Gia and I am the host of this podcast. If you are listening for the first time or if you are encountering me for the first time, hey again, my name is Gia Chan and I am the host of this podcast. What we are doing on this podcast is that we are having honest conversation about life in general, especially self-love, self-growth, personal growth, adulting, and, well, learning the how-tos of life, basically. So, yeah, thank you guys for listening. And for those of you who have been following me for a while now and who have been listening in this podcast for a while now, thank you guys for coming back. Thank you for listening once again on our new episode. And also, let me take this opportunity to thank everyone who are sharing the podcast episode every time I upload one and for tagging me on your posts as well. And I hope that you've learned something out of the topics or from the conversations from the episode that we are having here on our podcast. So thank you guys again. I appreciate you so much. And the topic for today is about emotions, particularly healing from your past wounds or healing and breaking free from past emotional wounds and traumas. Let me just start first by saying that I'm not an expert in this. I am not a psychologist. I did not study psychology whatsoever. So if you think that you need someone or if you think that you need an expert when it comes to this kind of topic, I think you might want to find one. But if you want to continue listening or if you want to stay, thank you guys. I hope that whatever things that I will be talking on this podcast episode will be helpful for you and will be of a value to you as well when it comes to healing your own emotional pain and wounds or any emotional baggages that you have. And the reason why that I want to talk about this topic is that I think it is a kind of topic or it is a type of conversation that a lot of people do not focus on just because we think that showing our emotional pain is a sign of weakness, which I realized later on as I adult and as I grow that talking about our emotional pain, being honest with our emotions and by facing them is actually a sign of courage, a sign of you strong enough to face whatever it is that you have to face, especially when it comes to emotions, because not all are comfortable talking about their emotions. And so I think that is also why most people are still stuck in the past, that they couldn't appreciate their present because they do not want to face their emotional pain. They do not want to face whatever it is that they have to deal with, especially with their pains in the past. So, yeah. And also, I think this is a type of topic that everyone can relate to because we've all experienced emotional pain one way or another, right? Particularly our past wounds and traumas, a kind of pain that stemmed from our past experiences. Yeah, and also emotional pain is as grave and as serious as physical pain. That emotional pain often harms and impairs us beyond repair. The thing with physical pain is that you will be healed like in just, you know, a couple of days, a couple of months. But with emotional pain, it will really linger in us or it will really stay within us unless we deal with them, like we face them. So how do we deal with them then? How do we heal and break free from our emotional wounds and traumas or pains or whatever it is that you are feeling? Okay, before I give you the steps that I have here when it comes to healing from emotional pain, let us first identify and be aware of our emotions. Well, we have to identify first the problem. So This is the best time for us to be aware of our emotion and to assess whether we are dealing with emotional pain. So there are a lot of signs, there are a lot of indicators for us to say that someone is dealing with emotional pains, but I only have here a few. So one is you're suffering from the memories of the past. So you are in distress over something that happened, whether that's a long time ago, whether that's 10, 15, 5 years ago, that even till now, you're suffering from that memories, that it affected your physical state, the way you think, feel, or act. Because you are in distress of that particular experience, the result is that you carry these past hurts and relive the pain over and over again. So because, again, you don't want to deal with them, or you don't want to face them, or you don't want to find a solution how you can get out of that situation, you carry these hurts. You feel the same pain over and over again. So much so that it torments you mentally and emotionally. Emotions can really affect you mentally, that sometimes it can cause, you know, anxiety and also depression. And because of that anxiety and because of that depression caused by the pain in the past or the past hurts, you struggle to perform well because, well, it impairs your strength or ability to function. It affected how you see, how you view and live your life. So that's one. The second indicator is that you ruminate and can't let go of the past. What do I mean by that? Meaning you replay situations or stories in your mind over and over. So you have an endless cycle of thoughts about that situations that you had. So if you catch yourself ruminating on the past hurts, you have to ask yourself, why do I keep on replaying these stories in my mind? Why do I keep on thinking about this? Sometimes unintentionally, you replay the situations in your mind, right? Because again, that's the effects of you not facing your emotional pain. So again, you have to ask yourself, why do I keep on replaying these stories in my mind? If your answer is because you want to assess the situation and find a solution to get through that pain, then I think you're doing fine. But if you're doing it just so you can sulk in those bad memories, you know, constantly blaming yourself and reliving the shame that you felt, that you'll eventually feel bad about yourself, then you have to do something. You have to find out how you can get out of that repetitive and negative thoughts that continues to play in your mind. So that's second. And the third and last is, you're putting up a facade. Being positive despite your unfavorable circumstances is one of the best things that someone can do, right? Being positive or staying positive despite of negative things or negative situations. But that doesn't mean that you have to fake what you are feeling or that you don't have to show your emotions anymore, or that you have to show others that you're okay, but in reality, you're not. Sometimes it would be so much better to admit, at least to yourself, that you are in pain, that you are not feeling okay, and that you have to do something about it and deal with it one way or another. So yeah, that's the signs, or at least for me, personally, that's the indicators that you are dealing with some emotional pains. Okay, so let's proceed with the steps to the healing process. Or I have here 7 steps or ways for us to be healed from our emotional pains and wounds. Again, let me just remind you that I am not an expert. This is just things that helped me with my own experiences, with my own healing process. So yeah, without further ado, let's start with first step. Step one is you have to get to the root of the problem. In our case, our emotions or our emotional pain. So you have to start at the beginning. You have to identify where are these emotions coming from. So you have to ask yourself, because it's only you who knows exactly where these emotions are coming from. You can't expect other people to be responsible for your healing process. So it should be you. You have to do it. As painful it is, yes, maybe to go back from that memories, to go back from the stories that you had. But in order for you to face it, or in order for you to move forward and to face it and to deal with it, again, you have to start at the beginning. You have to identify whether that is caused by childhood traumas, whether that is caused by a failed relationship, whether that is caused by a betrayal from other people. So again, it's only you who can identify where are these emotions coming from. If you've already identified the root of the problem, or if you've already found out the reason why you are feeling that way, or the reason why that you are having all that kind of emotions, the next thing that you have to do is to be honest with your emotions. So that is the second step. Be honest with your emotions. Allow yourself to grieve and be vulnerable. Now that you have, again, now that you have identified, so let's say, for example, you carry that pains because of certain childhood traumas. So you have to be honest. You have to feel and accept your emotions. The best thing that you can do for yourself is to admit that you are in pain and allow yourself to grieve and cry also for as long as you want, when you need to and when you have to. Third is to tell your story. So in order for you to tell your story is, of course, you have to find someone, right? There should be someone who is willing to listen and who you can be comfortable with talking all about your emotions, all about your pains. So connect with someone or talk to someone about it. Talking to someone and be vulnerable with other people is not a sign of weakness. It means that you're just brave enough to pour out all your emotions to this person, whether that's your family, whether that's your best friend, whether that's your mentor, or someone who you can trust with your stories. Well, in my case, I did have a fair share of emotional pains or hurts or past hurts that it eventually led to anxiety and depression in the past. I think that was 2 years ago. And also, I think the reason why it led to anxiety, or I don't know, a slight depression, I think, is because I kept it to myself. I did not share it with other people, that the emotions that I have were so heavy that I cannot, you know, take it anymore. That it also, I think, as far as I can remember, affected me physically. Yeah, that is like a wake-up call for me to ask help for someone. And by help means I just, you know, approach someone in the church very close to me as well. So yeah, I just told her that I am dealing with this kind of emotional crisis and that I need someone who I can share my emotions to, or I need someone who can listen and give encouragement and advice. That's the best lessons that I learned based from my personal experience. It's okay if you have to tell other people that you're not okay, that you're in pain. The fourth step is healing starts with forgiveness. Forgiveness is not easy, and I think you'll agree with me. Forgiveness is not really easy, but healing starts with forgiveness. So you have to forgive those people who hurt you, but ultimately you have to forgive yourself as well. You have to forgive yourself for feeling that way. You have to forgive yourself for blaming yourself for whatever things that you've experienced, for putting shame on yourself, or basically for everything that you have experienced. So you have to forgive yourself and break free from it. And also forgive those who hurt you. it is easier said than done. Forgiving others who deliberately hurt you or malign you or humiliate you, but forgiving other people is also a way for you to be healed from hurt, from pain. There is a line or there is a phrase, forgive and forget, right? Well, I don't think we'll ever forget what we have experienced, or I don't think we'll ever forget what other people have done, but at least let that experience be an opportunity for you to gain lessons. Let me just remind you a verse from the Bible that talks about forgiveness. It is from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. It says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ forgave you." So if you realized that you are forgiven by the Lord, if you realize that Christ forgave you for whatever sins that you had or for whatever things that you did, it is easier for us to release forgiveness and to forgive other people as well. Yeah, that's the fourth one. Now, on the fifth step, it takes time to heal. Take baby steps. Do not rush the process of healing. And I think it applies to every area, every aspect of our lives. You cannot rush everything, right? It really takes time. Be patient as well. Healing will not happen overnight. We have different ways of healing or coping mechanisms as well. For others, it will take shorter compared to you, or vice versa. Your healing process might be quick and easy as compared to the others. Again, we have a different ways, different time of healing and coping from our emotions. And also, there is no shortcut when it comes to this. You cannot shortcut your way to healing, and you shouldn't escape as well. Escaping will only make you feel okay for a moment, for a time being, but sooner or later, the pain will continue to haunt you. So again, do not escape the process of healing. There is no shortcut to it. In waiting for your healing process, focus on what you can do to better yourself and the circumstances around you. Focus on bettering yourself rather than, you know, dwelling from that emotional hurts or from that pain. And I think healing can be messy sometimes, and well, most of the time, maybe for me, but healing can be messy, and you will never know when you will be healed. I think one way for you to find out if you are completely healed, if you are no longer feeling the pain anymore, when you look back on that story, when you look back on that memories, if the pain is not as huge as compared before, I think that's a sign telling you that you're getting there, that you are healed. You no longer feel the pain anymore, but just thanksgiving. In a sense that you're just grateful that things happened. You're just grateful from that experience because it taught you so much lessons. It taught you things that can help you better yourself, that can help you navigate life. That's also one of the questions that you can ask yourself in the process of healing, or if you've healed already. What are the lessons that you've gained, or what are you grateful for from that past hurts? The sixth step is you have to move on. It's easy to say, I know, it's easy to say to, you know, you just move on already and forget about everything. But in reality, it's really hard. It's not easy to move on from things, from hurts, from pains, from people. It's hard, yes, but it is possible, though it may take some time, but it's possible for sure. Sometimes when we are in that moving on process, if we are in that moving on stage, one of the things that we continuously think about is that the bad memories of it, right? That it makes us even more bitter, it makes us even more ungrateful, it makes us even more hard on ourselves by thinking about that bad memories in the past. So rather than thinking about the pain, rather than thinking about the bad memories, why don't you think about the good times, right? If that person betrayed you, if that person hurt you, if that person left you, I think it applies to relationship mostly. But again, if that person hurt you emotionally, instead of dwelling on that painful memories, why don't you think about the good times that you had with that person? Think about the good things that person did to you, or the good memories that you've shared with that person, and the lessons as well that you've learned out of those experiences. What did that person taught you? Whether that person taught you to be strong, whether that person taught you to love yourself even more. I'm not telling that you'll have to ignore what that person did to you, but what I mean is that choose to see the bright and the beautiful side of that memories, right? Not ultimately, of course, forgetting everything, but choosing to see the good things, choosing to see the beautiful side of the story. So you have a choice to stay hurt or move on and let go of things that are preventing you from growing, even if it means people that you once cared for. I think that's also one way for you to move on. Let go if you have to. Letting go of other people is also a way for you to love and forgive yourself and heal yourself. So the last step that I have is find comfort with God. This is the ultimate advice that I can give you guys. Above all the things that I mentioned already, I think this sums up. Find comfort with God. So pray about it. Tell God what you feel. Be honest with God. Well, God already knows what you are feeling even before you utter the word, even before you come before Him and laid out everything and tell God what you are feeling. God knows it already. God knows your heart. God knows you 100%. So you can tell God everything, what you feel, and pray about it if you are having a hard time healing from that emotional pain. You can pray God about it. You can ask God for strength. If you are having hard time forgiving other people, ask God for the strength to forgive them. Ask God for the strength to move on from your past relationships, to forgive those who hurt you, to be patient in your healing process. And also you can pray God to give you eyes to see the good things in everything, to give you the eyes to see the beauty despite the pains that you felt, despite the situations that you had. And also let me remind you that we live in a broken world, and so we will experience a lot of pain, that's for sure. But knowing that God is with you, knowing that God is with us, that you can come to Him for comfort, makes the situation bearable, makes the situation not as hard as you think it is. Also, ultimately, I want to say that only God can get you through any kind of pain. Yes, you can talk to other people. Yes, you can hear advice from other people. You can hear voices from different types of people, but only God, only Him can get you through from any kind of pain. Let me remind you a verse from the Bible. It's from Psalm 91, verse 4. It says, "He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart." So you can take refuge in God. You can seek comfort in God. So that's the steps that I can give you guys. I hope that you've learned something, and I hope that these steps can help you with your healing process from emotional pains and wounds. Let me just conclude this by saying that each of us faces different kinds of pains or issues and silent battles. So we should never ever judge other people's struggle, however small you think it is, just because you feel like, you know, your struggle is bigger compared to other people. again, we face different kinds of issues in our lives. So stop comparing your struggles with other people. Don't negate or invalidate someone else's pain as well. Just because you feel like you're more in pain, you're more hurt compared to them, you invalidate other people's pain. Do not invalidate their feelings because you'll never know what they are going through, basically. So I think that ends our episode for today, guys. I hope that it helps you somehow. So if you've learned something about this topic, and if you want to have more discussion about this, you can comment on my post. You can send me a DM, you know, if you want to share your own experiences as well. So this ends our podcast episode, guys. Thank you, as always, for listening and for tuning in to our podcast. Thank you, guys, and have a great day. Bye. Thank you for listening and for making it until the end of this episode. The conversation continues in the In Your Becoming Facebook group, so I hope to see you there. If you love and enjoy this conversation, make sure to follow for more podcast episodes. Also, I'll appreciate it if you leave a comment about this topic on any of my social media accounts. If there is something that you want me to talk about or topics you're interested in, just send me a voice message or DM me on my Instagram @thegiachan. Till the next episode, and bye.